Nearly 70 of the 3,000 deaths were of military personnel from Wisconsin, as peace supporters laid still and silently on the chilly steps and sidewalk of the Milwaukee courthouse last night. A bell was sounded and the names of the dead were read in alphabetical order.
Grant Dapier, Trevor Diesling.
Among those taking part in the die-in was Ana Maria Espinosa, who was joined by her husband and two children. Espinosa says it's important to make a statement.
Tell our kids and their future children to have more smart thinking, and starting from the top down, from administration, the funding, stop the funding, and help our kids in their schools. I'm a teacher also. That's where the funding should be, for housing and schools.
Espinosa says being on the concrete for several minutes was cold.
It's a strange feeling. I kept thinking of how many names and going through the alphabet, thinking, when is he going to get to that Z? But I just, in my heart, I thought, can you imagine the families feeling? At least we remembered their children, their sons, their fathers, daughters.
While some in the peace movement are willing to give the new Congress time to reduce funding for the war and to push for a gradual pullout, Tommy King of Milwaukee wants the troops home now.
There's no reason to leave them there another day. The longer they're there, the more hostility there's going to be throughout the world towards America.
Next up for the peace groups is a lobbying effort in Congress at the end of the month. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.